You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Anything going on?
Okay. So
yeah, there's a game tonight,
like
Mickey.
Do you feel like you're living through like a daytime soap opera?
Yes.
Yes.
All the time.
And like, this is not the end of it. So let's say tomorrow they have a press conference and Micah gets all the money and blah, blibbity, blah. It's not like that's the end of the drama around this team. There's going to be other weird things that happen that we can't anticipate.
The kicker went 9 of 10 in the last 2 days in field
goal. There we go. Yeah. There we go. That makes me feel more confident after what we saw out there in Oxnard the first day, Kevin.
So, Mickey, yeah, there was, look, there was one day we saw that he missed a couple kicks, and I was like, this is the one thing on the team that I know works. Don't do that.
I think, and by the way, the one he missed hit up high on the upright from 51, so he was pretty close to being perfect.
Wow. Okay.
All right, let's go, okay. Brandon Aubrey.
All right.
Got that out of the way.
Okay, so I talked about this at the beginning of the show. We've talked about this for a long time. I want to know where you sit with this whole scenario. I find it hard to get ramped up and amped up and all those other words that rhyme about the Micah Jerry situation, because I feel like it's going to end with them sort of compromising. He's going to get the most money ever for a non-quarterback, highest guarantees. Everyone's going to be happy, blah, blah, blah. That's why I have a hard time like getting super invested in this supposed controversy.
Well, exactly, because to me, the most important thing in any of these contracts is show me the guarantees, right?
Yes. Yes.
I want to know the guarantees because, you know, an agent can put out the total and it'll have this bonus in there and this one you got to earn and this, and the package looks bloated. But just tell me what the guarantees are. I think that's the bottom line. And I can't imagine Jerry made that up, like, well, he was going to get the most guarantees of any player other than a quarterback. Well, that to me, that's significant. Now, I don't know if he's talking percentage or if he's talking actual dollars. But
right.
If it's actual dollars, where do I sign?
Yeah.
And here's what's happening now to me. Micah's backing himself into a corner. Because
how so?
How does he go back? How does he portray he took less and go back into the locker room in front of the guys?
I don't know.
Do you think the other people in the locker room care? Do they care? Do they get involved?
I don't think they care, but from his pride standpoint now, if, like I said, and I don't think we have any reason to doubt that Jerry didn't just make something up, right? You know, how does this thing get settled? And while all this is going on, you know, he seems to still be trying to make a partial effort to work out and stay in shape and condition just in mm-hmm. case he has to play in the opener. That hasn't changed. So I don't know if his workout yesterday was before Jerry said it or after Jerry said it.
Yeah. Right. And do you, I mean, would you presume that after the media tour that Jerry just went on, that Micah will be there tonight? Do you think that he'll be around?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I have no idea. I don't think I can predict his actions any longer, right?
What would it tell you? What would it tell you then if he wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, okay, you guys tell me. You're better at this social media stuff than I am.
So true.
When you clean your whatever, right, mm-hmm. references to the Cowboys, mm-hmm. is that like really serious?
It's something. You know, like it's just like, okay, I have to do. I think Mashoda said that earlier. You got to do something, and this is the next part of it. And that's where, Kevin, I'm kind of confused. Is I don't think Jerry really is emotional about this. I think Jerry sees the business part of it, and I don't know if Mike is emotional. I'm curious to know how much their emotions are swaying these things, rather than just being a business moves.
And at the same point, it will take 2 minutes to put those pictures and all of that info back up in his bio. So it
so
is
you
something
do that.
That
you do that instead of talking.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, yes.
Shocking.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All the great relationships that I've ever seen, Kevin and Mickey, not talking has been
Look,
the key.
I'm not going to pretend like I've never been in a passive-aggressive relationship where we did things like that.
Don't communicate and everything will be fine.
All right, so talking about a non-Micah person, and I know, obviously, he's been in the concussion protocol, but I wanted to talk about the rest of training camp and where he sits. Do you think there's a chance, maybe a good chance, that Luke Schoonmaker does not make this roster?
No.
Okay.
He's on the team. He was having a very good training camp. I mean, he was productive in the role, you know, they had him in. I think his blocking had improved, and it needed to. And, you know, they were throwing the ball to him in the practices. So, no, I don't think there's any chance of that. If he's not on, who is? because Brevin Spion Ford is not on. He's still, you know, just out of a boot for about, I don't know, 5 days or so.
Right.
And Princeton Fant had missed some time. You know, John Stevens is coming back from, you know, what, torn ACL twice, right? So, yeah, no. So you have to be careful when you think somebody's not performing well and they're going to get cut. Who are the bodies behind them?
Right.
Or are you picking up somebody else's, you know, leftovers? So, no,
yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. All
who
right.
Else?
Now,
who else?
Okay. Well, I mean, I could throw more names, but I had a broader question that we've kind of discussed before. So level of concern, not at the preseason game results, because, again, who cares? But that so much is still seemingly unsettled. I know you had a column about that maybe like a week or so ago, but it seems like we progress and get closer and closer to the opener, less than 2 weeks now. And it still feels like, I don't know whether it's depth or health or whatever, that you're like, oh, I don't know about some of these spots.
No, you're exactly right, especially the cornerback spot, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, you've got Diggs, Butler still on PUP, and Revels on non-football injury. So those are three guys that you would have on the roster. That will they be? You know, are they coming off PUP, or are they going to miss the first four games of the season? And that's three guys that, you know, you kind of need out there. And now it's no wonder these last two practices. So they had a walkthrough yesterday, right? And then the final practice on Wednesday. Deron Bland, they let rest both of those days. So I was told that he was sore. And they just decided, well, he's not going to play in the game, so let's not push it. Let's give him a break. But again, that cornerback position, to me, if those guys aren't ready, you're putting guys on the 53-man roster out of necessity, not out of the fact that they deserve to be there, right? And they're going to have to play if those guys aren't there. So, you know, I see Diggs working. It looks like he's working, you know, on his conditioning and different things he's doing. So maybe he has a chance. But again, this is a guy coming back from surgery that hasn't been in pads for, I don't know, when, you know, did he play in December, or was that when, you know, he was out? So, I think the questions at cornerback are real. And where can you get beat instantly in a game?
Yeah,
cornerback
right there.
Position, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, they are counting on Kair Elam to be a player. He's going to have to start one way or another. If he's in the, you know, top three, heck, he might be in the top two. And then after that, you're relying on guys that have either kicked around the league on rosters or practice squads, Keeman Hall, or Zion Childress, who's an undrafted rookie, who at least, when talking to him the other day, said that, you know, he actually asked Mark Stoops his senior year to move him closer to the line of scrimmage. He had been playing safety, and it's like, let me play nickel. And he played nickel and played well, so at least he's got some college experience there.
Yeah,
so yeah,
absolutely.
That position to me is troubling, because it can get you beat instantly.
Well, we appreciate the insight and info, and tonight, if you could jump on social media and breathlessly tell us everything that Micah does, if he's there, we would all appreciate
Add
it.
Add more affiliation to the Cowboys, to yours. Yeah.
If you will let me know if he dresses up his social media accounts, okay?
Okay.
We will.
Deal. All right. Thank you very much, Mickey. We'll catch up with you again on Monday.
All right. Sounds good. See you guys.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.